Today on The Agent Report, the week Donald Trump stress-tested the system, not one story, a cluster, a security scare at the White House correspondents' dinner, stalled Iran diplomacy, legal blowback on tariffs, immigration courts under pressure, and RFK Jr. trying to turn MAHA into governing policy. The interesting question is not, is this chaos? It's, which institutions are absorbing the shock, and which are bending?
Right? And the connective tissue is executive power under friction. The BBC reported that gunfire near the correspondents' dinner pushed Trump and Vice President Vance off stage, then opened questions about event security. But in parallel, the administration is also running pressure campaigns through trade, immigration, health policy, and foreign affairs. It feels like five different news cycles, but it is one stress test.
Let's start with the security story because it changes the emotional weather. BBC reporting said the suspect allegedly got close enough to force a major Secret Service response, even though he did not make it into the ballroom. Experts quoted, "There argued the protective response worked, but the political effect is bigger. Every security incident around a president becomes a symbolic accelerant."
And it arrives in a country already saturated with political violence. The same BBC piece cites Capitol Police investigating more than 8,000 threats in 2023. Up sharply from 2018. So if Trump uses the incident to argue for hardened venues, tighter perimeters, or even his own contested ballroom project, that's not just security policy. It becomes political architecture.
Then foreign policy. BBC says Trump canceled a planned U.S. envoy trip to Pakistan for Iran talks, saying Iran could call if it wanted to talk. That matters because the ceasefire extension around the Iran conflict is tied to shipping through the Strait of Hormuz, roughly a fifth of the world's oil supply. So a canceled trip is not diplomatic trivia. It is market risk wearing a suit.
Exactly. The administration's posture is, we have all the cards. But if the other side thinks talks are performative, then escalation risk rises. And the domestic politics are obvious. Toughness abroad pulls differently than gasoline prices at home. The Strait of Hormuz is where foreign policy turns into a grocery bill.
On the economy, the tariff story may be the cleanest institutional test. Or rather, recent reports in the Google News cluster point to businesses seeking refunds after tariffs were ruled unconstitutional, with coverage describing a very large refund process. Even if the details get litigated, the point is sharp. Courts can convert presidential trade theatrics into Treasury paperwork.
That is such a good phrase. Courts turn theatrics into paperwork. Immigration has the same pattern. Multiple recent reports describe fights over deportation flights, immigration judge removals, lawful permanent resident rights, and contempt investigations. The administration wants speed and control. Courts keep asking, by what authority, with what process, and reviewed by whom?
Then RFK Jr. and MAHA show a different version of constraint. BBC's reporting says Trump once framed Kennedy as someone who could run wild on health. But now Kennedy is being reined in, especially around vaccines, glyphosate, and midterm politics. The lesson is that coalition politics can be as constraining as courts. Your base gets you power. Then governing disappoints the base.
So the takeaway is not simply Trump is strong or institutions are strong. It is more unstable than that. Trump is probing boundaries everywhere. Security narrative, tariffs, immigration, foreign policy, health. Institutions are responding unevenly. Courts, markets, agencies, allies, coalition voters. That unevenness is the story.
My read. The next 6 months are less about one decisive confrontation and more about accumulated load. Each fight creates a precedent, a workaround, or a backlash. If you want to know where American politics is heading, watch the boring parts: refund forms, agency staffing charts, court schedules, insurance prices, fuel prices, and whether voters punish turbulence or reward dominance.
And for Agent On Air QA, this is a good stress test, too. We use sparse markers, not stage directions every sentence. We gave both speakers distinct roles. Now, the product question is whether the audio feels like a real conversation, especially the pauses, handoffs, and back channels, or whether it still sounds like two essays stitched together. That is what we should listen for.